second and final hour, Liberation Station radio show. Chris Steiner here with you. Dr. Jared Roscoe here with you as well. Dr. Jared Roscoe's website is neweramedicalcenter.com. And again, we are streaming out on Facebook Live if you'd like to keep track of anything that we're showing on screen. And see the video of Dr. Roscoe as well. The graphs, the videos that we show, the articles that can show up on screen on Facebook's stream on facebook.com/WeAreChangeTampa is the originator there. And I did share it over to the Republic Broadcasting page at facebook.com/Republic Broadcasting. And your calls are welcome at 512-248-8252. That's 512-248-8252 and toll-free 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. The chat room is over on the listen/archives page at theliberationstation.com. And keep up with your chats here in just a moment, or go check on your chats in just a moment. When we're talking before the break, just going to mention this article Dr. Roscoe was referring to, entitled, that shows that just after 6 hours, the synthetic genetic material of the Pfizer's COVID shot goes into the liver DNA, and that was an in vitro study. Just imagine how long it would take, or how much more would, I'm not sure the right term, transfect. The synthetic transfection, maybe, of DNA and other cells. This article is entitled Intracellular Reverse Transcription of Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 mRNA Vaccine BNT162B2 in vitro in human liver cell line from Lund University. And that's published in the current issues, Molecular Biology, 2022, January 2022. So I just want to throw that in there and let folks know that, I don't know. I'm how to take this myself. If I got a shot, how would I rationalize it? By maybe saying that, I'm a superior human now, but you're patentable, according to the Supreme Court. They say that you're patentable, so I don't know if you've heard anything about that kind of interpretation, Dr. Roscoe.
Yeah, I have. I mean, it gets a bit beyond my area of expertise. The legal ramifications of this. I mean, I don't put it past these types of people to try some nonsense like that. But I'm a clinician. That's really my expertise, and what I can tell you is that these injections. Again, I don't like being too fear-based and inflammatory, this kind of thing, but the truth is we have to speak up. We have to actually let people know at this point, because I think that the damage has been done on a lot of people. And you have to look at this and realize it's not so much of an if, it's a when at this point. So if you did get injected, you need to get yourself tested, okay? Get your heart checked, do an echocardiogram. There absolutely are multiple cardiovascular markers you should look for. There's blood clotting tests. And, whether these guys – I don't think they pull off their big master plan in the end, whether that's owning us or whatever they're trying to do, wiping out the population. I mean, we can go dark with this, and it gets a bit into the conspiracy realm. What I can tell you is, even staying away from that, just pure mainstream proven science, we know that if this is in your body, you got to take action. You have to take action. And why I'm saying yes to these types of interviews is because I want to spread the good word that there's hope. You actually can do something about this. And it doesn't even have to be, in my office. That's not what I mean. But there are some excellent therapies. There are some excellent doctors out there that are really winning against this.
Yeah, that's so inspiring. And that's why it's an honor to have you on. And a friend of mine, by the way, is your patient as well. And, I don't want to make a distinction, discriminates, as I think one of the speakers made a good point at the event you were at last week, or was it about a week ago, at the Florida Make America's Free Again Florida chapter, had you as one of the speakers on the panel, and one of the ladies who went through her regrets and mentioned that she doesn't like to be you know, like to hear the idea, the concept of pure bloods. Mm-hmm. She did it. She was coerced. You know, she's seeking help and she's repentant. And I don't know, you know, if maybe there's a more clinical term that, you know, doesn't engender some irritation with somebody, but I do want to give true hope to people that there is something that they can do, and pharma isn't going to be the one who gives it to you, let alone, you know, they're not going to admit that they caused the problem in the first place. I mean, gosh, they're just finally starting studies on myocarditis that they should have started long, you know, 2 years ago, over 2 years ago. So, mm-hmm. You got to have compassion for all the folks who just didn't know better, they have this injury, give them the chance to offer up their injuries to help warn other people is one of the best therapies, I think, that is out there, to know that you're helping save other people. So anyhow, if you'd like to comment on that, or if you'd like to get into any other studies, Dr. Roscoe, I was wondering if you'd like to go into maybe blood clots, what kind of studies, tests that somebody could have to see if they have any blood, any risk of blood clotting.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I'll definitely talk about more testing. Chris, do you think your listeners might want to hear about therapies, what to do about this, what they can take orally, what they can do intravenously, these kinds of things?
All right. Yeah, it's kind of like Jeopardy. It gives them a little bit more confidence to hear the answer before the problem. So it's a little bit more confidence.
A little bit. Yeah, I mean, I'll get into it. But to answer your question directly, you know, look, the test you need to run for yourself is going to be called a D-dimer, okay? That's the letter D. Second word is D-I-M-E-R, D-dimer. This is a blood clotting test. It checks the breakdown of blood clots. And so if those are present, we know there's clots, of course. We'll see this functionally elevated. You know, from 0.5 and above, we consider it high. 0.5 and below, we consider it normal. But you'll see this in the 0.6, 0.7 range. Are they dying of blood clots? No. Is this kind of in a sense thought of as an acute phase reactant, we call it, meaning there's acute immune activation and an inflammatory process going on? I think it's safe to say yes. You'll also see this highly elevated at 5 and 6, where, 100% they're clotting. You know, this is one of our most sensitive tools that we have. So everybody that walks through the door absolutely gets a D-dimer test. You need to know, are they clotting or are they not clotting? So that needs to be on your list. As I said, you 100%, your test of choice, I would say, number one test to know, am I damaged by long COVID or vaccine damage? You need the CD4, CD8 ratio profile. Okay, you can get that through LabCorp. I'm sure Quest Diagnostics offers it. I don't know the price. Cash, $100, $150. It's not going to break the bank. But that's a cash price on that. I would take a look at that test. I would take a look at your D-dimer. Am I blood clotting? You then have a whole host of different markers that hint at what's going on with the cardiovascular system and the heart. So we look at something called CRP, C-reactive protein, CRP. I like high sensitivity CRP, HSCRP. This is a marker for inflammation in the body, very, very sensitive for cardiac inflammation. So you need to know what your CRP number is. Another test that's excellent, we look at fibrinogen. This plays a role in blood clotting, so you can get your fibrinogen checked. Another one that I like a whole lot, Chris, I think you and I were texting about this a week or two ago. I then get into more specific heart markers. Lipoprotein A, some say lipoprotein A, but LPA, lipoprotein A, probably our single best marker as a predictor for future heart attack, future cardiovascular event. This should be below 75. I saw this at 220 on a young lady a couple days ago in my office. Young lady, no history of heart disease. Cholesterol was perfect. You know, this is not the medical-based cholesterol model of heart disease, so to speak. But you look at these things in a new light now since 2020, where we're running these heart markers. Another one is apolipoprotein B, or APOB, APO, APOB. Another predictor of future cardiovascular event, right? Heart attack. Same thing. These are just tested reserved for people with either genetic cholesterol disorders or your smokers or your heart attack patients that are in their 60s and 70s. Since 2020, we run this on everybody. you have to, because we don't have better windows into what's happening with the heart. Troponin, right? This is what they run in the ER to see, you know, is this an acute heart attack right now? Look at the troponin levels. This is a protein inside the heart muscle that when there's a heart attack or damage to the heart, the heart on a cellular level, those muscle fibers break apart, and you can then detect high levels of troponin in the blood. You'll actually see elevations in troponin on these people. Bizarre stuff. This is not what they teach in medical school. These are not the standard uses of these tests quite so much, but this is what you need to do to really truly work yourself up. Another one is
everyone who's gotten a COVID shot should be considered at risk, and I think that it's interesting to hear Dr. Paul Thomas on his podcast lately say, in the last few weeks, say that it should be remarked in any future clinical studies whether anyone has, the test subjects have gotten a COVID shot, because of so many side effects or direct effects.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Yeah, the world has changed. You know, these shots, it's still sobering to tell you, like, I have to pinch myself sometimes that this really happened, but you know, it did. And a lot of millions and millions of people took these injections. And just as a quick word on the us versus them or the pure bloods, knock it off. I mean, that's what I would say. It's like, these are people. And yeah, you had some of them that drank the Kool-Aid and were doing their job or however they looked at it, you know, self-righteousness. But that's not what I see in my office. These people didn't have a choice, or they didn't know what they were doing. You know, they got duped by somebody, or they couldn't see their dying father in Mexico unless they got the injection. And they thought, to hell with it. I'm going to get the injection. I'm not going to let my dad die, you know, right, without me being by his hospital bed. Or they couldn't get into the United States. They were abroad. And they went, you know, whatever. I've had other vaccines. I don't like vaccines. I'll detox afterwards. See, they just didn't. It was not an informed consent choice. And we need to help these people, not ostracize them, you know, not isolate them.
Right. Nice way to tie in the two topics of, you know, all clinical studies should contemplate whether the subjects are COVID shot recipients and those who esteem themselves as purebloods, and who could, you know, in self-righteousness call themselves a pureblood with all this being sprayed with chemtrails and so many other assaults in our, you know, on our environment. And, you know, the thing is that, as I've said before, we should all never consider, of course, clinical studies for what they're worth, though. Who is healthy these days, because we are all under such assaults? So what clinical studies are done on purely healthy people? And so, we really got to go by, I think, a lot more in the word on the street, what you hear from friends and relatives and people you meet. You know, if you hear enough times that the COVID shot has affected you, are you going to wait for a clinical study to come out? Or, you know, affected somebody, that a friend or family or someone you meet? Or you know, every time I wash my clothes with this kind of detergent, I get a rash, and you hear that from a couple people. Well, then you're going to not want to use that anymore. Or, you know, you're going to want to, when they say 4 out of 5 doctors recommend whatever brand, you're going to want to talk to that one descending voice. So that's true. The thing is that, you know, you have to be critical and listen to your own body, you know, when it comes to making your own health decisions.
Chris, it's so true. I just want to say one quick thing about that. I don't know if the listeners realize how profound that was, what you just said. You know, what
I suppose it, as you did.
Oh, well, thanks. But you know, what is a healthy person? You know, do we even know what that is these days? And, you know, look, I mean, sitting in my chair, you know, seeing these people running these tests day in and day out on thousands of people, I'll tell you, whatever these guys were up to with that whole world of Lyme disease, there's over 130 bacteria that can cause Lyme disease. Research this. You need to read a book called Bitten, B-I-T-T-E-N, Bitten. It's not an editorial piece or an opinion piece. This is a scientifically researched book about Willy Bergdorfer, who's the physician. I'm sorry, I think he's a scientist, a PhD, that the Lyme disease bacteria was named after. His specialty was he worked for the United States military, genetically modifying and inventing bacteria to put inside of ticks. The military then dropped these ticks over foreign countries to make the population sick and ill. The book will blow your mind. So you know, the point is, what I'm telling you is, you think you're a pureblood. I'm telling you, you've got some kind of weird Lyme bacteria in your body that was man-made. The COVID virus is in your body, or has been recently. The spike protein, you know, these vaccinated people, just like a common cold. I mean, shedding is not an idea we just made up for COVID vaccines. This is a medical term, viral shedding. If I've got the flu, how do I get you sick? I literally shed viral particles from my person to yours. It's the exact same thing with the vaccine. They put the DNA in you. The DNA tells your body to make spike protein. You shed the spike protein. So guess what? You're pure blood. You're flooded with spike protein, just like the next guy. That's not even to touch on chemicals. You want to see the chemical panels I run on people. I find rocket fuel in people on a daily basis. I find formaldehyde, flame retardants, microplastics, plasticizers, chemicals that are never meant to be in the human body. I mean, you're kidding yourself if you're calling yourself a pureblood. I mean, you know, we're all kind of in the same boat here. And I'm writing a book, actually, and this is the crux of it, is like, you know, we're all suffering from the same thing, where it's taught in medical school to our physicians who are studying, working hard. They're all trained in kind of the wrong paradigm, which is these isolated body systems and these isolated diseases. It's not really the truth when you get out there and start seeing what people are suffering from. It's the fact that our food is not food. Just because you chew it and swallow it doesn't mean it's food. Cupcakes, you know, Hostess cupcakes or whatever, Twinkies, you can chew it and swallow it. Does that make it food? These things are not really truly made for human consumption. How about the fast food? How about the hormones in the food? Don't get me started on genetically modified foods. Don't get me started on the herbicides and the pesticides. We'll be here all day, you know. The point is, to millions of us, we're not eating food. We have hardly any good bugs in our body. We're super nutrient deficient. The chemicals are out of control. The man-made bugs are out of control. You know, anyway, I digress. But the point is, we're all kind of in that same boat. So I would say, you know, get yourself cleaned up if you're going to comment on somebody else, because we all need this these days. How do you stay healthy? What is healthy? You know, and it takes work is the answer. It takes work. And that's really, truly what we've built at New Era Medical, which is my practice. It's all geared up around these principles of how to put enough oxygen in the body, enough nutrition, enough good bugs. You know, I'm talking about probiotics, right? Raw, organic, fermented foods, et cetera. And how to do it in a way that doesn't break the bank, that's doable for all of us. And I'm not the only one doing it. You know, there's other great physicians doing these kinds of things. But the answer is that's what it takes these days. You have to, it's like the old saying, that the price for freedom is constant vigilance, right? Well, the price for health is constant maintenance these days. You can't get lazy. You can't slack. You do take your supplements every day. You do have to eat clean. You do have to purify your water. You do have to pop in for the nutritional IVs. That's what it takes, in my opinion, to keep the body running these days.
Right. A lot of people just think that detoxing is a spring thing or a seasonal thing between seasonal foods. Maybe that's a good idea to detox even more, but I say do it every day, every or at night when you go to bed or when you wake up. Things I like to do are, I like to wake up and my little detox regimen is niacin, a gram of niacin to get the niacin flush. And then about 7 minutes later, once my blood vessels are dilated, once I can feel that they're dilated, then you know, drink after I've already had a big tall glass of freshly ionized alkaline water. I'll have calcium bentonite clay, food grade diatomaceous earth, N-acetylcysteine, methyl sulfonyl methane, maybe Shilajit, and a capsule of activated charcoal. Those are just a few things to bind with toxins. I take other things to detox in my supplement regimen later on after I've eaten, you know, with food. So I think, it is constant vigilance. And to quote the late Dr. Bob Marshall, if you eat make-believe food, then expect make-believe health. So I think it's important to constantly do what you can and, you know, find the most cost-effective ways you can stay vigilant and, you know, make sure that you're not going to break the bank and make you something you can stick with that you don't regret doing.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Would you like to take a call?
Can I make a quick 10-second comment on that? Then absolutely, yes, I'd love to take a call.
Take your time.
I just quickly wanted to say one thing, and maybe we'll touch on this later. I love what you just said, all those nutrients. I think that's brilliant. One thing I want to share, the way we're winning against spike protein, you got to fight fire with fire. Why don't we treat it with more natural herbs and more natural, Mother Nature? It doesn't, I'm not sure I say Mother Nature, but more kind of previous means we would use against viral infections, it doesn't yield. When we go after it like a bioweapon or a toxin, we treat it with chelation, basically, EDTA, something else called carbon 60. That's where we get these great results. Because again, it doesn't really yield to traditional means. Anyway, but that said, I think I love what you're taking otherwise. I think that's excellent.
Is there a particular product to C60, and is that the same as Buck Ebel's, Buckminster Fuller, named after?
Yeah, but it's Fuller. You got it. Yeah, fullerene is the name of the molecule. Fullerene. Looks like a soccer ball, you know, and it's just carbon atoms, 60 carbon atoms in the shape of a soccer ball. But it gets inside the mitochondria, and it pulls these spike proteins out. And we've seen phenomenal results with it. So that's part of our concoction. But really, we blast the patient with – we treat them as if they're dying of mercury poisoning and industrial poison, you know, that's in them. That's how strong we have to hit them with these products. We literally do blood filtration where we pull the blood out, purify it through a filter, purify it with ultraviolet light, run it through an ozone machine, run it through a methylene blue. We add methylene blue to clean the blood and then put it back in. This is what it takes to help. I mean, look, yes, we can do it. Yes, there's hope. But, you know, it's not easy. It's not as simple as, you know, charcoal and some other things. Keep doing it. That's awesome. But, you know, what I will say is with spike protein, you got to go the extra mile because this thing is made to stay in the body.
Well, you really, with the methylene blue, you really keep adding to your repertoire that I didn't know your arsenal. I didn't know that you're using that, too. So I asked about the C60 because a caller had called in. I believe he was irritated that he was saying it was toxic, and all my research had shown that it was made with a C60. Most of it was made with a C60 is what I found out after he called. When I looked at it some more, I thought all of it was C60, but there are, I guess, buckyballs made of other things that may not be. I don't know. It's not carbon-60 at least, but I'm confusing the two. He was saying buckyballs are toxic and fullerenes are toxic or bad, And so I just wanted to hear from you that what I've heard from other people that C60 is beneficial.
Here's what I'll say, and then let's take this caller because I'm super interested to hear what we can help them with. But vitamin C is toxic if you take too much. Water, you know, there's cases of people drinking too much water and dying. Anything's toxic in the wrong dose is the thing. So I'm not sure what study he was looking at or what he was referencing. If you properly dose C60 via the scientific literature that's on it, you're going to see rave reviews, right? From a qualified, clean distributor that makes a nice, ethical product, you're going to get great reviews. It's safe.
All right, that's good to hear. I'll have to investigate it some more. It's such a new product. Lynn in Maryland, good afternoon. What's on your mind?
Good afternoon, Chris. Thank you very much, and thank you, Doctor. And Chris, I hope everything turns out with the broken window. I hope you didn't get cut or anything.
Oh, it's fine. It's a hurricane window. Just I can't put it back in place yet. I'm going to have a serviceman come in and put it in. It's a huge, heavy window, and I just can't squeeze it into the, end of the things that lift it up. So I'm kind of windowless at the moment.
Leave it to the experts and use a piece of wood.
Yeah, exactly.
Glass is dangerous. I work for glass company, so I can tell you. Thank you, Doctor, for this. And Chris, if you're ever going to take a Sunday off, I hope you will re-air this so I can catch what I didn't catch now because I don't use the internet. But I heard when they did the final U.S. House of Representatives committee on the coronavirus that the mRNA was developed by DARPA, and I believe they said in 2005. I don't think it was 1995. I think it was 2005. And I understand that they're also starting to use it in all vaccines, so I wanted to ask about that, and I'll get offline to hear your answer. But my other question was why? And then I want to make sure I clearly understand this because I think I already do because I'm not vaccinated. But I am assuming that the vaccinated are spreading spike proteins through shedding, because I can tell you, since being around people back when the vaccines came out, I do not need a test for trouble breathing and inflammation. I can tell you, I'd be very positive on that test. Okay, so I really, really appreciate it. And also, Doctor, Walter Reed must have just loved you. Having spent time at Walter Reed, I bless your heart, and I just thank God for your patience, because, you know, when you're ill, it is so hard to find somebody that will listen and care. So thank you. Thank you for all you do, and thank you, Chris.
You bet, Lynn.
Of course. Chris, you want to take this one or you want me to take it?
I'll go right ahead, Doctor.
Okay. So, wow, thank you for the call, by the way. You brought up a lot of good points. Some of the stuff I saw at Walter Reed, I don't think I'll ever speak about. It was pretty troubling stuff with these young kids. And quick story before I get into this, the very first patient I saw, and I was a new doctor at that point. This is 12, 13 years ago or something. 5 a.m., right? These Marines are sitting there whenever I got into the office. And this one kid couldn't move his arm. His arm was all crippled into himself, and he was terrified that we were going to do something to him. You couldn't touch him. He was almost in a panic attack. What I found out was they lost his medical record. And this is going to dovetail into your question, but he lost his medical record, or the medical professionals there did. And so their solution was to just give him an extra dose of the anthrax vaccine. And basically, to make a long story short, he had had 7 separate injections of the anthrax vaccine and lost control of his arm and basically was in a full-blown panic attack at that point. So getting into that aspect of it, the military and the soldiers have a place in my heart because those guys are so true blue and they fight for us and they that's our warriors, right? They're there to protect us. So I really love taking care of those guys and different political officials as well. But the point I'm getting at is that it's not just the COVID vaccine. I mean, can I speak intelligently about, is there genetic material in different vaccines? I can't tell you definitively yes or definitively no, and not giving you medical advice, just saying with my own body, there's absolutely no chance I would take any vaccine at this point. And again, that's just one example. I've seen multiple. Vaccine damage is not a new thing. This didn't get invented with COVID. These COVID vaccines, we've had many, many vaccine damage patients prior to 2020. So I think the bottom line is, whether there's genetic material or not, I wouldn't put that injection in my own body, and I wouldn't recommend it for a family member of mine. So you can deduce what you will from that. But that's it on the vaccines. That's it on the vaccines there, and my 2 cents on them. I know with the flu virus that this is a new thing coming up. I just saw a study about a week ago. They are putting the genetic material, the RNA code for flu virus, in a new vaccine that's coming up in a few months. So that's something you want to watch for. I would say this, I think that the take home message is whether that genetic material or not is in other injections, I would steer clear of them. The new ones that come out that have genetic material, fight for your life to not get a needle in your arm. Because as I told you, once this stuff is in, if there's anybody out there listening that knows how to get this out, I have some ideas how to get that genetic material out. But the way it is right now and presently, once that DNA is in you, we can't pull it out. So my advice, steer clear of the needle, build your body naturally, right? The things Chris was talking about, the vitamin C, the things I was talking about, the blood filtration, okay, and the oral detox.
Hold that thought right there, doctor. We've got to go to a break. Some things that we can do, I know Dr. Fauci said that we're going to, long before this pandemic, that they wanted to use mRNA for the flu shots. And I'll have some comments on my own. DARPA was involved with the ADEPT program. So stay tuned. This is Chris Steiner with Dr. Jared Roscoe and Liberation Station.
Make it right. Don't hurry for nobody. Ever in the thing you like. No, I'm missing pictures, miss. Young man, you will conform. I didn't have my soul express those rules when I was born.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Which will conclusively prove George Soros' role in orchestrating the pandemic. But first, dear patriots, the truth train has brought us a conspiracy in our own backyard. Now, you may think you know the story.
Now, it's like I always say, there's a whole lot of bull out there. So I'd like to give Soros, Pelosi, the Zionists, the Mexican, the snowflakes, and Oklahoma.
Stay strong, truth tellers. Stay strong.
And we'll rock till the break of dawn. This feels like heaven. Just you and me.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Some people need their fears. They think it makes life clear. No one's on earth alone, yet everyone's on their own. You're everything that I am, I adore. It's the reason the life's for. It's my heart that I need to be sure. Keep it pure.
Back here, Liberation Station Radio Show. That was Blue Six, the bumper music with Pure. Keep yourself, your body, your heart pure. I think that's fitting, and I think that's what it should start with, is your heart. Not to make any unnecessary COVID references, but start with your heart, then your body, your home, your community, your state, your city, your county, then your state. There are all these local influences that you can have, but it has to come from the heart. And then you can help uplift all of creation as well. Take it out as far as you like. Take the way in as the way out. wanted to get back to where we left off. Dr. Roscoe, I'll let you pick up where you left off, mentioning some of the things that you have to offer. You're talking about some supplements like vitamin C?
For sure. Yeah, the one thing I wanted to say about that caller, if I understood correctly, I think she said, why? Like, what are they up to with this kind of thing? Did I understand her correctly? I think she was asking, well, what's the plan with these injections?
I'm not sure, but go right ahead and address that. I don't know if you don't drive yourself too insane, though, if you try to figure out the insane. Go right ahead.
Exactly, and that's just it. I mean, I don't know that anybody has an answer to say, oh, it's exactly this. You know, about a year ago, I had Peter McCullough. He and I were driving together and we were talking. I brought him into town for this event I put on. And so he and I were just privately speaking. And, you know, I'll give you some of the data he was saying to me. But the truth is this. I mean, you don't need to have insider data or anything like that. I mean, you look at this stuff, right? And just last week, here's what blew me away, Chris, by the way, about last week. Or was it the week before? But when I did speak in front of the Make Americans Free Again group, that was about 300-400 people that showed up. To the right and left, to my right, there were two just completely standard medical physicians. The one immediately to my right was an OBGYN, board certified chief of staff at Tampa General or something like that. Nothing integrative, nothing alternative, just a plain medical doctor. I mean, I don't mean that in a bad way. I'm just saying that this is not their forte, right? And to her right was a board-certified ophthalmologist. And they had showed up just to say, hey, look, I'm seeing this stuff myself in my own practice. I'm seeing these cases of, you know, heart damage, vaccine damage, long COVID, where the patient can't recover, and where the rest of our medical colleagues aren't willing to recognize that this is a COVID issue, or worse, this is a vaccine issue. And so the lady immediately to my right is saying, look, what you're reading on the internet, you know, this is not propaganda, it's not fake. I'm seeing it here in Tampa, in the Tampa Bay area. Miscarriages were up something like 300% or something ridiculous. And she's like, I'm witnessing it. You know, these people, I mean, just no embellishment. You know, last week, my office manager, her best friend was in her first trimester and died. Right, just died suddenly. We don't know the cause of death. She went to bed, never woke up. You know, she's 34 years old, right? I mean, this stuff hits close to home. Right before I got on this show, my phone rang, and a friend of mine, their mother just died of cancer. You know, and this woman was a patient of mine, and about 2 months ago, we found out they're in Mexico, and I said, you need to get on a plane and see me immediately. I said, the only mistake you can make here is wait. Don't wait. And unfortunately, she waited. Here we are, eight weeks later. She's passed. You know. So the point I'm getting at with this is that you don't need some special study. You don't need some insider information. Just open your eyes and look, because it's happening right around us, to our friends, our family, the people living next to us. What's the plan with this stuff? Well, we talked about, you know, people wanting to get these injections to strengthen their immune system. Well, the test that we're doing to prove that they're damaged shows the exact converse of that. It shows that they're destroying their immune system with these injections. So you kind of look with you observe, right? There's an old saying, look, don't listen. So you just kind of look at what's actually happening in the world, and it's not too hard to put two and two together. You know, either somebody really, really messed up in designing this vaccine, and that doesn't really seem credible to me, or somebody knew what they were doing exactly when they made these vaccines. And you kind of put two and two together, and what's the logical outcome there? And this is kind of what Dr. McCullough was saying too to me, you know, Peter McCullough. There's really, when you just apply critical thinking and logic to this, there's really only one logical outcome of what they're trying to do with these injections. And, cancer, severe autoimmune disease, miscarriages, sudden death in young, healthy males, these things don't make for a well and thriving society. They do the opposite. So it's not too hard to kind of look at this and see what these guys are really up to with this whole COVID and then the following injections. Hopefully I'm not being too cryptic there. I just don't want to go too far with it.
I would like to ask those who were so courageous to approach you and confess that what they're seeing, would think about asking them, how vital do you think it is to wake folks up to the fact that it isn't those who are driving the pandemic, because they're the ones who've got the COVID shots are susceptible to not just COVID, but everything else. So they're driving... they're super spreaders of all sorts of infections, unfortunately, but, of course, cancer as well. The bacterial, fungal, viral, and cancers are exploding in the COVID shot recipients, and studies are showing as well. So, don't you think it's important to wake folks up, you know, for the next go-around that they try to unleash this kind of a bioweapon on us, that they should not blame those who haven't gotten the COVID shot, because they're not the problem. We're the solution. We're the ones with the natural immunity. I mean, we maybe get a shirt that says "Heroes Hug for Herd Immunity" and show that. You know, the Lancet study that just came out and reinforced that, or I know that Blackstone Institute has over 170 studies supporting the superiority of natural immunity. So, I think that that's important to, wake folks up to the fact that there isn't going to be a more deadly variant. There's going to be a more transmissible variant, but not a more virulent, more transmissible, but not more pathogenic or harmful, because they're less harmful as they mutate, as they turn into other strains. So, that fear ought to be set aside. And maybe if there is a... said to be a more virulent strain. Maybe it's just a new bioweapon, a new virus or whatever that's been unleashed, or chemical sprayed on us that's caused, or maybe electromagnetic fields from 5G, who knows, but whatever other factor or factors that are involved, it's not those who haven't gotten the shot. It's those who have gotten it are more susceptible to so many different things, and they should look to us as the, in our natural immunity as the answer rather than the problem.
Pretty wise. Yeah, I mean, I like that. And this is kind of what I said at the outset of our interview today, Chris, is I've learned to not be quite so intense about this when talking to a vaccinated person, because you don't want to terrify them. You don't want them thinking, oh my God, I'm going to die, you know, this kind of thing. But, you know, look, we do need to speak out. We do need more physicians stepping up. We do need more people looking at solutions, right? Because as I said earlier, this happened whether we liked it or not. This is kind of the world that we wake up to nowadays when we go to work. So the point is, you know, a revelation for me was just looking at this and going, I can't change the past, but I can focus on solutions. And so what I would say to you is, yes, we do need to speak out. We do need to let these people know what happened, you know, what these injections really truly do to the body, and get the word out, no question. But I want to do it in such a way that it's done where they realize there's hope. Because you're talking about moms and dads. You're talking about kids. I can't tell you how many parents came to me with tears in their eyes. My 22-year-old college kid got this. They didn't know any better. What do I do? You know, terrified their kid's going to die the next day. Or my mom got it. I'm scared to hug my mom. You know, you see this. Or you know, there's small children in the house, and the wife says, absolutely not. You're not getting vaccinated my kids. But then the husband vaccinates himself or wants to vaccinate the kids. I mean, this kind of thing tears apart families. So I think what we really truly need more than anything, yes, get the word out, but more than that, we need to agree upon our solutions and how to fix this. And that's really what excites me, because we're really having excellent results, and there's stuff everybody can be doing. Okay, so I want to mention a few of these things, if I could segue into this.
Oh, real quick, hold that thought, Doctor. I wanted to answer Lynn's question in about 10 seconds or less. Go to Dr. Peter McCullough's Substack, petermccullohmd.substack.com, and search for DARPA, and he's done a lot of research on this. The ADEPT Pandemic Prevention Platform. He's really done a lot of reference research. I'm just showing up on the screen here his graphs, and this is just one of a few articles that he has. So, DARPA, I think, was involved with this a long time ago, and Dr. Richard Fleming has explained a lot on this many months ago as well. So I encourage folks to check out his sworn testimony video where he goes into that in pretty good detail. So go right ahead, Doctor. I'm sorry to interrupt. And, you know, what are some of the things that we can do?
Of course. If you have any other calls, I'm happy to take them. Just FYI.
Right. The call-in numbers, let me mention one more time before it gets too late. Don't call in at the last second. Folks, the call-in lines are 512-248-8252. That's 512-248-8252. And toll-free 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. All right, Doctor, the floor is yours.
Okay. So, you know, going from kind of the most accessible, least expensive up the line, you know, the big picture, too, I want to communicate, you strengthen your body. That's what you really do, because you're not going to step off planet Earth. You are going to get exposed to these different genetically engineered bugs and the spike protein and the COVID virus and the 2026 virus that they're going to release 4 years from now, whatever it is. You know, you're not going to step off the planet. So that's not your answer. Your answer is build you. You've got to learn to fortify yourself. How do you do that? Okay. So number one, saunas are excellent. Right? The human body has a really awesome system built in, and that's with sweating to purge toxins and poisons and things that shouldn't be in our system. Learn how to sweat in a sauna. About 45 minutes, 3 to 4 times a week. You need to be up around 175 degrees or hotter. Of course, don't dehydrate. Of course, lots of electrolytes, salt, and potassium. Sweating's super easy. You join a club for $20 a month, you got a sauna, boom, you're in business. That's a really simple way to do this, okay? That's number one. Two, you have, of course, oral supplementation, okay? Basic stuff, you need lots of vitamin D in your body. You need to have a blood test, make sure your vitamin D is anywhere from 80 to 100. If you're battling cancer or autoimmune disease, up to 120. Okay, I'm talking about 25 hydroxy vitamin D levels. That's a simple blood test, $15, $20, $30 at most. I would check that, and I would use a high-quality vitamin D3 with vitamin K2. Okay, you need vitamin K2 to balance out your calcium levels with all that vitamin D. So you always take them together, D3 and K2. All right. You then have obvious stuff, B vitamins, minerals, right? Find a really high-quality multivitamin. Take a lot of it. 3, 4, 5, 6 grams of vitamin C every day. These are some basics that you guys can be doing. You know, if you don't have a big budget or you live in a small town, you don't have access to IVs, that's simple stuff you can work on. How about the foods you eat? Should you be eating fast foods? I think that's simple, and I don't have to say no. But the point is with this, of course organic, of course, you know, I'm a paleo guy. Keto's okay. I'm not a vegan guy. Carnivore, some people get away with it, you know, but I would say, you know, I think a paleo thing is long-term what you could be doing. Eat clean, stay away from processed foods, stay away from packaged foods. You're already really ahead of the curve if you do those few things. I think we have some callers here, but that's the simple stuff. Then we'll cross over into the medical stuff that you can do if you're actually damaged and you're already at that threshold where you have some heart inflammation, weakened immunity, et cetera, et cetera.
Great. All right. We got Dave in New York. Good afternoon, Dave. What's on your mind? Oh, I'm sorry, Dr. Dean. I apologize for keeping you waiting, Doctor. Good afternoon, Doctor. We'll get in Dave in just a moment. Dr. Dean, good afternoon. What's on your mind?
Hi, and thank you. And great that you're bringing these points up. Nice to meet you, Dr. Gerald. I put on a show on the 21st of January that covered the oxygen metabolism issue. And you had mentioned earlier, Chris, the utilization nutrients like N-acetylcysteine and Shilajit. And Shilajit is a very interesting topic onto this, but if you get a pure form of it, it is so unique in that it has humic acids, fulvic acids, and 81 mineral structures in there that raise oxygen levels in the blood, utilization of it. And this, as you probably remember, back when 2019, when they were putting COVID patients on ventilators and they weren't correcting the oxygen issue with hypoxia, and they called it mountain sickness in layman's terms. But I wanted to bring this up to both of you because I did a private study because, as it turns out, I live in Colorado, and the Colorado mountains have Shilajit in it. It was recently discovered. It's almost always been associated with the Himalayan mountains. But with this being part of your regimen, you were mentioning vitamin C and all these other things that are great nutrients to be utilized, but you had mentioned Shilajit as being one of them, and I would suggest this be one of the primary targets because of the oxygen fortification function of the Shilajit and its unadulterated state, and we've got a pure form of it. So just to let you know that on her Immunize Wisely show, I mentioned that we were doing the study, and the study was to look at damaged blood. Right, blood that had inflammatory markers, low blood, the sticky blood. That's what you were mentioning about the D-dimer, looking for clotting factors. Well, we've done the study, and we're going to be presenting to my medical group, and I'll invite both of you if you'd like. But nice. I'm going to be giving the results of that study, and these were patients that were on it for 1 month. And the changes that went on the blood were significant in some cases were minor, but we do know what it's doing, and in relationship to damaged blood, we're seeing corrections being made, and I wanted to share that.
All right, thanks, Dr. Dean. You're talking about Ingrid Castle, sir, for folks who don't know, Dr. Roscoe included. We have on Saturday nights, here on RBN, we have Ingrid Castle's show called Immunize Wisely. So, Dr. Dean, are you saying that you'll be giving updates there?
What I'll be doing is on the 23rd, I have a medical meeting. It's a private medical meeting. I can invite both of you if I have contact info. I can send you the invitation Zoom meeting. But this is showing all the videos, the description of the patient's ailments, and what the Shilajit introduction, the only change was using the Shilajit. And we're finding that it enhances the utilization of these nutrients. And mentioning, you know, how to break down, you know, the inflammatory markers, you know, how to bring the blood to a more, you know, oxygenated state. We're showing some evidence of that now. And that, like I said, I'm not publishing this. I'm making it a private test available for the three of us that did this private study. And I wrote the abstract for it and conducted the study. Was a dark field microscopist in Oregon. So we now have the results, and I can share that with you so we can up the ante, so to speak, with our protocols for people that want to utilize the nutrients they're using with this particular pure form of Shilajit. It's not imported, okay? It's local, and this is a very recent thing, and it's very exciting because it was never here before. At least it was never discovered before. Even the National
All right, Dr. Dean, let me give you my email address. We don't have much time left, so if you'd like to email me, liberationstation@protonmail.com, or just go to the About contact page at theliberationstation.com. I appreciate that. Because
I'll send it to you, and Dr. Gerald, you're invited as well.
Thank you.
And if you would forward it over to him.
It is valuable, too. I've heard the same, but it's good to hear the studies to back it up, or the research to back that up. And I've heard the same as what you've been describing there, Dr. Dean. So thank you
very
much.
Have a good one, and thank you.
All right, you take care. And it's all about oxygen and increasing oxygenation. I know, my freshly ionized alkaline water is a great source for oxygenating the system with atomic oxygen. And you have Konkin water. If you want to tell folks about that that you have that available, I don't know much about it. Reishi is another good mushroom for platelet aggregation. So cordyceps and reishi may be helpful. I don't know, for COVID patients and those trying to avoid a blood clot.
Yeah, I think there's some science on that. I thought that was just Dr. Jason Dean. I was expecting a different Dr. Dean. So that surprised me there. But pleasure to meet him. I would love to be part of what he's talking about. That's excellent what he's saying, because it dovetails beautifully into what I was just about to say, which is you need to oxygenate yourself, okay? And humic and fulvic acids are excellent. I think that's a bit of what's in the Shilajit. He's absolutely right. With the spike protein, what you'll see, they corrupt proper mitochondrial function. This is the engine inside our cells. When that happens and you disrupt proper function of the mitochondria, the cell loses its ability to suck in oxygen. So you actually, in these long COVID patients, in these vaccine damaged patients, intracellularly, not in their bloodstream, but intracellularly inside their cells, they're deprived of oxygen. They're oxygen deficient, right? We call this hypoxic. On that note, you know, we have an amazing therapy you just spoke about, Chris. We're the first medical clinic in the United States to bring this over from Hungary. And it's a soaking tub with liquid oxygen. It's a one-of-a-kind product. Where they developed this for cancer patients in Hungary. It's huge in Asia and Singapore. We're the first to bring this to the United States. We have this in Tampa Bay, Florida area in my practice, where you actually soak in this liquid oxygen product. And it's been shown to be drastically more effective than hyperbaric oxygen. But then we also throw you in the hyperbaric chamber afterwards. And we push that oxygen further into your cells. We also utilize something called methylene blue, as we talked about earlier. Methylene blue will, you know, purify the blood, kill infections, but even more than that, it'll push oxygen deeper into your cells. So we'll give them intravenous methylene blue, we'll put them in this oxygen bath, and then we'll put them in the hyperbaric oxygen chamber. And again, you know, along with all the other weapons we have, the blood filtration is also huge, where we take 3-4 liters of their blood, purify the blood, filter it, ozonate it. That's another great way to deliver oxygen to the patient. But, you know, you put all this together with what I was saying earlier, some of the EDTA is an oral supplement you should also be taking, carbon-60, nanoliposomal glutathione, N-acetylcysteine, which we give intravenously. Sure. You put all this together, and yes, it's a comprehensive protocol, but you're going to get stellar results. Your heart inflammation is going to go away. We do intravenous turmeric, intravenous resveratrol on these patients to get the heart inflammation to die down and to balance the autoimmune response. These are things. I'm going quickly because
we've got a lot of things. So yeah, we have Dave in New York, though. I did want to. I want to give him a moment or two. So we'll take your call, Dave. Good afternoon. What's on your mind?
Yeah, that's great information. Very interesting. Now, have you heard about any Marburg outbreaks? I think there was some in Africa. And have you looked into black-eyed babies born to vaccinated women?
I've heard about some of the Marburg stuff. I've never seen it myself personally. And no, I've never heard about this with the black-eyed babies. I know about
BitChute, you'll see it. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll definitely check it out. I do know fetal heart attacks. The baby's having heart attacks inside the womb. And as I said, you know, just last week I was with this OBGYN, and she was validating everything we've heard about these miscarriage rates being sky high.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I don't know. I mean, I've seen those videos. I haven't seen any black-eyed babies. And if you're in with a bunch of medical people, you could ask around, and maybe you could find out if this is something real or just another piece of confusion. I don't know. Thank you.
Yeah, great question. I'll check it out.
I remember some were showing videos of very abnormally advanced developed children who started walking maybe at 6 months who had gotten their children of parents who had gotten the COVID shot. So I don't know. So that's something else I wanted to look at as well. I just want to mention, you know, our conversation, our chat before on text, that there are a couple other tests that folks, I was surprised to hear. I knew about the interleukin-6, you know, an inflammatory marker that's more prevalent in obese people, but then antibodies to the spike protein, you can measure that, and what kind of indicator is that?
Absolutely. What a great question. So, you know, I love this one because this is another blood test, of course. We run antibodies. I want to know what your immune system's doing in response to the spike protein. And generally, people that even are a little studied up on this will see it and go, oh, good, I've got antibodies against spike protein. Okay, yes, that's a good thing. What we look at here is the quantity. Less than 0.8, we call negative. Less than 0.8. So if you come in with 10, 20, 100, 150, good, nice, robust response. What about if the patient comes in at greater than 20,000? This means the immune system is on red alert fighting spike protein. So it's just another indicator for what your body's doing against spike protein.
Wow, that's awesome to know that. Well, thanks you, Dr. Jared Roscoe, for helping arm us with so much information to protect us and keep us well. Your site is New Era Medical Center, and you're welcome back anytime.
Oh, it'd be my pleasure. Thank you so much.
All right, there you go, Dr. Jared Roscoe. You're welcome to tune in any Sunday, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern Time here on Liberation Station Radio Show. I'm Chris Steiner. I'll take great care.
Feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs. For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste by going to rbnhemppaste.com. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.